Exclusive, House Majority Whip Tom Emmerichle sponsors Save America Act. By Matthew Boyle on February 5, 2026. Washington, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, is co-sponsoring the Save America Act from Representative Chip Roy, RTX, he told Breitbart News exclusively. Ensuring that only American citizens vote in American elections, along with voter ID requirements, isn't controversial, it's plain common sense, Emmer told Breitbart News. I'm proud to join my friend, Chip Roy, and more than 30 of my House Republican colleagues in co-sponsoring the Save America Act. This is a no-brainer piece of legislation that the vast majority of Americans support. We need to get this done like the integrity of our entire election system depends on it, because it does. Emmer's support means that a key member of House GOP leadership is now on board with the plan, giving it a boost as questions about the legislation's chances of success in making it past the Senate keep rising. Given the U.S. Senate's 60-vote threshold due to the filibuster rule, the chances of this bill's success are questionable. Even still, it is running into opposition from some establishment Republicans. Roy told Breitbart News he was pleased that Emmer co-sponsored the SAVE Act. Thank you to Majority Whip Emmer for co-sponsoring the Save America Act to ensure voter ID and citizen-only voting, Roy said. The American people, regardless of race, party, and background, are rightly demanding secure elections, and Whip Emmer's support is vital to getting this bill across the finish line. Nonetheless, Emmer's backing is definitely a boost to the bill and likely means it will get more attention and support as Roy and other backers of the plan keep building momentum for it. Emmer's support comes right after billionaire Elon Musk came out in support of the plan as well. This latest move from Emmer comes after he also co-sponsored the Minnesota Voter Integrity Act of 2026, a bill that would require Minnesota to provide information on voting records, including same-day voter registration and election administration data to get funding through the Help America Vote Act of 2002. Outgoing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., has not complied with Attorney General Pam Bondi's requests for that specific data.